A Philosophy of Software Design Part 9, Obvious Code is Stronger Than Fashion. A Philosophy of Software Design treats software design less as architectural theater and more as the daily work of managing complexity. This part covers Chapter 18 Code Should Be Obvious and Chapter 19 Software Trends. It uses only short key phrases from the source and turns the reading into summary, interpretation, and application. The guiding question is, when do popular methods help design, and when do they obscure it? How to use this note. This is part 9 of a 10-part reading of A Philosophy of Software Design. The scope is Chapter 18 Code Should Be Obvious and Chapter 19 Software Trends. The operating principle remains, book notes are storage, insight cards are currency. L0 entry core sentence, obvious code lets readers predict behavior with little inference. Trends help only when they pass that test. Why read this? As AI tools and automation make code faster to produce, I want sharper standards for code that remains understandable and changeable. Initial hypothesis, methods and tools do not automatically guarantee design quality. This range re-evaluates trends by asking whether they reduce complexity. Author context, John Oosterhout is a computer scientist known for work in operating systems, distributed systems, TCL/TK, and software design education at Stanford. Scope, Chapter 18 Code Should Be Obvious and Chapter 19 Software Trends. L1 captures short phrase design code should be obvious. Readers should predict behavior without surprise. Obviousness is not beginner-level simplification, it is central to maintenance. Short phrase design object-oriented programming useful, but inheritance and distributed state can increase complexity. A paradigm is a tool, not a principle. Short phrase design unit tests help quality but do not automatically create good design. Testability can be a design signal, but it is not sufficient. Copyright boundary. This public note does not reproduce long source passages. It uses chapter-level concepts and short phrases as anchors, then provides transformative summary and commentary. L2 map range summary main claim dash 1 obviousness behavior and intent can be inferred easily. Reading time is design cost 2 less obvious code hidden dependencies, vague names, and special cases increase inference. Surprise is a symptom of complexity. 3 OOP and inheritance powerful but capable of creating deep hierarchies and implicit rules. Inheritance can break information hiding. 4 agile iteration and feedback help, but must not excuse skipping design investment. Short cycles should not rationalize tactical work. 5 tests and TDD prevent regressions and pressure design, but do not replace design tests or a safety net, not a complete design philosophy. 6 design patterns provide shared language but can become over-applied. Structure patterns become decoration when they arrive before the problem argument in one paragraph. Obvious code lets readers predict behavior with little inference. Trends help only when they pass that test. Methods and tools do not automatically guarantee design quality. This range re-evaluates trends by asking whether they reduce complexity. In practice, this moves review questions from does it work, toward what must the next reader know in order to change it safely. Design is not a separate ceremony, it is embedded in names, boundaries, exceptions, comments, layers, and performance choices. L3 Insight Cards. A Philosophy of Software Design. I9.1 Obviousness is a measure of future change cost, not merely code aesthetics. A Philosophy of Software Design, I9.2 A methodology becomes a design principle only when it reduces complexity. A Philosophy of Software Design, I9.3 Tests and patterns assist judgment but cannot replace it. L4 Production Board Outputs Blog Draft, Part 9 is Obvious Code is Stronger Than Fashion Code. Review question, when do popular methods help design, and when do they obscure it? Insight card, obviousness is a measure of future change cost, not merely code aesthetics. L5 review connections, this connects to debates around agile, TDD, and design patterns. The book's standard is not allegiance but complexity reduction. Open questions, where does this part's red flag appear most clearly in my current code base? What check would an AI coding agent need in order to apply this principle reliably? Final takeaway, trends cannot replace design. The lasting test is whether readers need less inference.